Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. And to help us, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
You know, ecosystems are important for entrepreneurs of all kinds. I saw two articles hit my radar screen kind of on either ends of the state, and at first blush, they don't sound like they have much in common, but I think they do because both of them emerge out of intentional ecosystems that have been built, and that's what I think is pretty cool about this. The first is an article I recently saw about a real bright young entrepreneur, Lindsay McVale, and she runs the Art Cellar in downtown Greenville. It's in the cellar of a building across from the Hyatt, but she's also been a real big proponent of the arts, not only kind of running in her own business, but making sure that other artists in Greenville are promoted. And when you think about it, if you look in Greenville, there's 120, 130 art galleries. As people have developed real estate, they've actually carved out spaces for artists to have studios and have galleries. You know, so when you think back about how does this happen, somebody set out and intentionally kind of helped build this ecosystem. The announcement on the other end of the state that got my attention is the Charleston Tech Center has been given approval. Its anchor is the Flagship 3 Business Incubator, which is a part of the Charleston Digital Corridor. It's a 92,000 square foot building that's going to be the center of a tech-centric innovation district. And this is another example in the state where, you know, an ecosystem is being built very intentionally. In both this case and the one in Greenville, I mean, real estate's involved. People have dedicated space. I mean, folks have to have some place to work and network and meet customers. And so this is another example of that. The Charleston Digital Corridor is actually the oldest existing entrepreneurial organization in the state. So, you know, these things have what they have in common is you have very creative people who are working in ecosystems that other people have spent a long time putting together and nurturing and making happen. And what's really cool is that both of these have started getting recognized out of South Carolina. So you have people moving here to be a part of the arts. You have people moving here to be a part of the tech community. And, you know, as we get more smart, talented people, only good things happen.
This is a good segue from last week's interview where we talked about the 21 incubators, business incubators that you uncovered in Columbia. I guess maybe people wouldn't think of the art gallery as an incubator in Greenville that you mentioned, but really an art gallery is like an incubator for all practical purposes if the artists are new that their art is being featured in this gallery, right?
Well, absolutely. And I think artists are business people at some level, especially the people that do it for a career. I mean, they've got to produce art and sell it. There's this whole element of networking where they come together and share best practices and learn how to do what they do better, not just the art part of what they do better, but maybe even more important in making a living out of it is how to do the business part of it better. And then she also, you know, attracts the investors, the patrons who are going to buy this art. So that whole aspect of building this environment where entrepreneurial, creative people can be successful. And you're right when you referenced, you know, it's very important for new people. New creative people, new entrepreneurs. And so we did talk last week about a number of different ones in Columbia. And of course, there's multiple examples of this in Charleston and Greenville and, you know, all over the state and Bluffton and Florence, Rock Hill and Anderson, Spartanburg. So, you know, this is something that's happening across the country, but it's really exciting to see South Carolina be nurtured this way and create these kinds of ecosystems that people can plug into and be really successful. Because at the end of the day, none of us are successful alone. All of us are building on the shoulders of others.
Well, speaking of plugging in, any events on your calendar?
Well, speaking of the arts, we have the Beaufort International Film Festival coming up in February. There's a startup grind in Charleston, an entrepreneurial event, the Big Tech event, Dig South is just around the corner. Then the regular tech events, Tech After Five, are occurring all over the state. So lots of things that artists and tech entrepreneurs can plug into across South Carolina.
Well, John, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.